Hello, my name is Tom Fisk, and I am the editor of The Immersive Wire. We're going to be taking a deeper dive into how the metaverse needs a better story, as we need to be better storytellers to combat the media cynicism and craft a more positive future. In short, the business world is full of good storytellers. You can compile words into all sorts of neat packages, and you can sell directly to people's hearts with a flash and a grin. Nike doesn't just sell shoes. The company sells the aspirations and dreams of athletes who wish to push themselves further. You can't weave authenticity in the soles of shoes, but you know that each pair tells a personal story. Every company can enrich the story with no excuses. Take Thames Water, a utility company in London. It doesn't simply pump water into the homes. If you look at a website, it delivers life's essential service so communities can just thrive together. Now, I believe that there's a key issue which we're not telling when it comes to the metaverse, and that we're not telling it very well or very clearly. The lack of direction confuses media reports time and time again, and people spin it into a more negative incarnation over time. Rather unhelpfully, the word metaverse primarily comes from dystopian novels. The lack of clarity hurts outside awareness, and perhaps leading towards business hesitancy to some extent. One survey found that about 41% of UK citizens have no understanding whatsoever of the metaverse. The same was shown in a YouGov survey in the US. Yes, the survey shows regional differences. Twice as many people in China would take part in the metaverse experience compared to Brits and Americans. Yet it still demonstrates that there's a passive dismissal which permeates across the UK and US, and likely beyond the two as well. So, why is there that cynicism? Well, I cover a few reasons in the newsletter, but what ties them together is the lack of cohesive narrative. There's a good story that is important in the business world because it maps out where we are going with our work. It's intangible but important. I've seen immersive health tech companies short sell their services. Some dryly label themselves integrated service companies rather than pioneers that can help save lives. There's one phrase that stays in PowerPoint presentations, while the other is more likely to leave more human impact after the meeting. You can guess which one in my books. But most importantly, it provides a horizon to build towards. As Mary Bateson said, the human species thinks in metaphors and leans through stories and learns over time. It doesn't want the metaverse to be packaged into a negative parable, and I believe we need to tell it better in order to help it develop and grow, or we risk its history being shelved in a dusty corner of a library. I hope we can get there, and I have a story in mind. But first, let's touch on why a good story matters. If you solely read the news, you would think the metaverse already had its funeral service some time ago. Ed Zitron wrote an obituary to the metaverse in an opinion piece for Business Insider, and he called it the once buzzy technology that promises to allow users to hang awkwardly in disorientating video game-like worlds. John Norton wrote a more obvious example for The Guardian. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to recognize the metaverse, which was quietly laid to rest a few weeks ago by its grieving adoptive parent, one Mark Zuckerberg. Cue in a casual throw of pixelated flowers across a metal casket. Well, while entertaining, these articles falsely link the two together, tying them tighter than a person in their shadow. The success of Meta equals the success in the metaverse. Their fates are in parallel. Though, that's not quite true. It's like trying to tie the success of AOL to the early development of the internet, following the rises and pitfalls of one against the other. The metaverse is much, much bigger than one company, and weaving them together only complicates the matter. So, why do these articles come out? Well, part of the story is to rile up readers and draw clicks, and it does work. Tim Sweeney retweeted the Business Insider and made an awful jab once it went viral. He said, "The metaverse is dead. Let's organize an online wake so that 600 million monthly online users in Fortnite, in Minecraft, in Roblox, in PUBG, in Sandbox, and VR chat can mourn its passing in real-time 3D. I won't deflect all points here, as it's not the scope of my article, or indeed if you're listening to audio version, this audio. But basically, I have come from a position where the metaverse will take many years to develop, and with several failed companies along the way. I see an initial gold rush of companies hopping onto the trend, 2021, shaved down to the companies have a long-term interest in its potential, 2023 onwards. I defended the metaverse elsewhere, but for now, let's focus on the media reality and the story behind it. It is abundantly clear that criticizing the metaverse, as well as Meta, is a good way to stir up conversations and engagement. A recent report found that negativity drives news consumption, which builds on the corpus of evidence from previous years. This media narrative on the metaverse checks all the same boxes, as negative stories have a greater impact than most PR pump pieces. I've seen this with my own analytics in the newsletter, and I've seen it other places too. While all companies receive clicks on why I report them, negative stories and large companies tend to get the lion's share, alongside grant submissions and awards and events on my side. So, as part of it, it comes down to articulating value. Where is the metaverse going anyway? Is it a haven for crypto bros who chat about NFTs online? Is it a spatial internet where people can socialize and play? Is it something we have already as people play Fortnite or Roblox? It's unclear how this builds towards an ending. We have not pinned down the exact point of what we are building towards, the crescendo of the chorus we are seeing today. That lack of direction also sends negativity. So in short, negativity is a great hook in a story. We have all been driven towards it, the seismic and slow fall of a major trend where billions have been invested into speculative services. The fall of a Goliath mixed with some good reading, if inaccurate. So currently, we lack a compelling narrative that counters the prevailing negative perception. The metaverse is a seismic opportunity as part of the evolving internet, but we have not shown it in the best light. We have not painted a truly positive vision of what the metaverse can do, the joy it can bring, the connections that can be formed, or the economic opportunities it can unlock. We've gazed our version of the future with an oily smear of muddled definitions and inarticulate messages. How can we not blame the wider world on our misunderstanding of it or see a bleary future through our disjointed vision? So, this is why a good story matters. We package the disparate rubble of technical jargon and hammer it to something that human can understand. The more relevant and direct it is for people, the easier it is for us to communicate the idea. I'll use Apple as an example, which may come across as an overly enthusiastic piece in the company. For reference, I do use a Samsung. But in terms of communicating a message, few companies match the Cupertino company. Apple has been a master on this for over a decade, with a language that definitely tells its appeal. The iPhone 14 does not just have a 4,000 mAh battery, it has the longest battery life of any iPhone. It does not have IP68 water resistance. It is simply water resistant. It does not have a 50 megapixel camera with f1.19. It is a pro level camera that takes whoa level pics. I know that sort of direct messaging comes from a place of strength. After all, with over 1.7 billion iPhone users in the world, Apple can afford to skirt the technical details. But it does provide a great example of what good messaging can do to communicate a product or idea. I am expecting the Apple headset to be using similar language as it launches in 2024. As Apple promotes its upcoming headset, technical specifications will take a back seat to highlight its potential user experience. So, there are certain trends which are easy to communicate due to inherent value and impact. Quantum computing is an unabashedly good story, for example. Who does not want to support technology that increases power so drastically that we can identify new pharmaceuticals for difficult diseases? Or take new product categories like tablets, initially ridiculed as the in-between phones and computer users. It was for people, and select people, an easy-to-use device to browse content at home. A simple story, but it wasn't an effective one. We have failed to communicate a compelling story from the metaverse by comparison, lacking the unified clarity seen in the AI or cloud computing. Both trends have tangible endpoints building towards something better, or at least what the optimists strive for. The metaverse lacks the same aspirations or clarity, wallowing in its identity crisis during its adolescent development. Take these examples. Niantic calls for a real-life metaverse that blends the virtual and real, which pairs well with its AR offering over time. Compare this to Animoca Brands, which performed the most metaverse deals in 2022. Its vision is more blockchain-based than competitors, in sharp contrast to more spatial companies like Niantic. They look at Meta, which focuses on social connectivity, while Microsoft emphasizes the tech stack as a whole. While these companies can emphasize different aspects of the metaverse, the core essence remains unclear. The lack of clear vision for the metaverse has led to confusion among the general public. A YouGov poll found that most people in the US and UK are not confident in explaining what the metaverse is. I mean, I understand why. These companies are taking the core idea of the metaverse and putting them in their own perspective. But one unintended ramification is that it becomes a shattered window with self-repeating views that deviate further and further away from its core. We lack a cohesive vision which ties it all together in a clear and meaningful way. The XISI took a stab at a standard definition recently, which attempts to tie these technologies together, though its complexity may hamper its adoption. We need to sacrifice the details for a wider audience. So, I've said all this, and what's the actual replacement story here? What can we do to help progress it? Well, for me, it must be emphasizing that the metaverse is a spatial evolution of the internet, being joy by connecting us closer together. I'll repeat that one more time. The spatial evolution of the internet, bringing joy by connecting us closer together. Concepts are easier to grasp when they can be related to something familiar, even they extend beyond it. Nearly everything else stems from this, from the overlay of AI to power VR. It is also a firm and hopeful horizon for the story, which is easier to see. If the metaverse is designed to bring us together, which is innately human, then it paints a positive picture of its future. I appreciate it sounds reductive. How can something so massive and complex be summarized in a few words? Well, I think simplicity is vital, because it's the firmest ground that people can stand on. People can build Lego blocks on top of it, starting from a single point and ladding up towards a goal. Recent years have demonstrated that complexity also needs confusion. Let industry people like you and me navigate these intricacies, just not the general public. Also, it draws away from the idea of ownership. Owning items or own identities are shifting. I appreciate that, and I see that as a ramification of the metaverse rather than its heart. It's a vital part of it. But still, it's far easier to have a singular core and trace its trails than to have multiple cores side by side. It's a stronger heart. Finally, I'm assuming the metaverse will be more spatial. That is no guarantee when the primary way to access it today is 2D computers or phones. I am showing my sleeves here, as I believe increasing spatial presence will be likely if humans wish to connect with each other in a deeper, more complex way. We are social creatures who want to play in each other's lives. It's a more spatial internet which chimes to the heart of humanity. So, I know it's a lot, but it may mean that the word metaverse may actually disappear. I can care more about the label it represents of people coming together in some form or another. If the word dies, like the information superhighway of years past, so be it. But its core idea of a spatial internet may outlive its etymology. I come from a sense of frustration with how the metaverse is seen today. I see a variety of companies striving to build good services for people who are being battered by arrows of poorly constructed criticisms from many places. It's a demoralizing place for many, and I've spoken to some professionals who feel less motivated because of it. But the fundamentals are the same, and it's a case of putting our best foot forward and a start of a heartening tale to build from. So, let's build a good story together. Thanks so much, everyone. If you want to hear more insights, I write a weekly newsletter called The Immersive Wire. I hope you can take a look, and I hope you also take care. Have a good one, everyone.